Can we just give another round of applause to our children's ministry, to the kids? Thank you, worship team. Thank you, those men and women who helped put this morning together. This dream has been on the hearts of several folks for months as they planned and prepared and thought and dreamt and casted and practiced. We are blessed today to be led by them into God's presence and to worship. I want to invite you to stand with me if you're able. Pull your bulletins out. We're going to read some scripture together this morning. I'd like to read the story that I'm going to talk based on from John chapter 11. We're just going to read up to verse 27. So we're starting in verse 17, and we're going to read to verse 27. Okay? Let's read the word of God together. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Mary and Martha to comfort them in their loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Sorry, I'm reading from an older NIV this morning because I left my bulletin down by my seats. So the thing is, it was supposed to be a funeral that Jesus and his disciples went to attend. As they arrived in Bethany, a suburb of Jerusalem, Lazarus, Jesus' good friend, brother to Mary and Martha, was already dead 4 days. His body embalmed and interred behind a large stone. There had been opportunities for Jesus to arrive sooner. When he learned of Lazarus' sickness, he actually delayed his departure. There seemed to be no rush in his journey. He knew what he would find when he arrived. Poor Mary and Martha. They know that Jesus was capable of healing their brother. They had seen him do it hundreds of times. Yet alone they waited as Lazarus' breath grew ragged, as his condition worsened. Where was Jesus? Certainly no one expected, the week after Jesus' triumphal entry, for him to be dead and buried. This is what's supposed to happen to the long-awaited Jewish Messiah? What an unmitigated disaster. To imagine his own disciple turned him in, the corrupt temple leaders seemed to have won. They got what they wanted. The troublemaker humiliated publicly and disposed of by the Romans of all people. They didn't even have to dirty their own hands. Imagine how the disciples must have felt as they hid terrified in the upper room, temple guards turning the city over looking for them, their popular cause obliterated before it could take hold in the capital. 3 years they gave to this man. 3 of the most amazing years of teaching, of unforgettable miracles. There was so much promise, so much hope. And yet, there was Jesus, dead. You know that no one expects, after you make a decision to follow Jesus, after you demonstrate that decision by courageously entering the waters of baptism, that your life would get tougher, that trusting Jesus might get harder. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you this morning, this Easter morning, as we gather to celebrate and remember the resurrection of Jesus, as we gather a week before some of you are about to enter the waters of baptism, I want to remind you. I want to remind you that real resurrection is never experienced without first experiencing death. That real joy is never joy without first knowing grief. That real hope is never hope without the real presence of threat. You see, Jesus allowed Lazarus to die. He could have healed him with a word from afar. He didn't even have to show up. The moment that he discovered Lazarus was sick, he could have healed his friend. The Father could have lifted Jesus off the grave, off the cross, and woke him up immediately after his death. And yet, he was allowed to be buried, and they waited 3 days. You know, right after next week's baptism, God could rapture the folks coming out of this tank right in front of our eyes to heaven to be with him for eternity. But Jesus let Lazarus die. The Father waited 3 days to raise Jesus from the dead. And Lord willing, God will leave us here long after the waters of baptism to live life in a broken and evil and fragile world full of unknowns. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you that as Christians, when we choose to become united with Christ, when we are buried and raised to life with Jesus, the rest of our lives will never be the same. You see, as Christians, we believe that death and destruction in our world is not what it seems, because in his resurrection, Jesus has demonstrated to us that death has been overcome. Hundreds of Christians have been killed in Nigeria by Muslim militants in recent weeks. Last month, a man walked into two mosques and killed dozens of praying Muslims. A few days ago, the Church of Notre Dame caught fire and burned before our eyes. And this morning, we woke to news of another bombing, a series of bombings in Sri Lanka. Hundreds are dead, hundreds more in hospital. Bombings that took place in churches as they gathered like we are this morning to celebrate Easter. Each day we face the deterioration of our bodies and our minds, a deterioration which will end for all of us in physical death. I was commenting this morning, I was getting my Bible ready to preach this sermon and read scripture to you. My Bible's really small. It's a travel Bible that I've had for years and used very happily. This morning, as I got ready to go, I picked up my Bible to look at the words, and I couldn't read my Bible. I'm looking at it right now. I can't read it from here. I either have to hold it here, or I have to do this. And I just thought to myself, what's going on? What's wrong? Why can't I see? I'm going to have to get new glasses soon. On this Easter morning, I want to declare to you in the name of Jesus that these tragic and terrible sufferings are not what they seem. That as our bodies fade, as one day we will die, that is also not what it seems. Because in Jesus, evil will never have the last word in your life. That because of Jesus, the worst that evil can do will pale in comparison to the good that God has planned for you and for myself, for this broken world. And I can say this with confidence because of the same God who raised Lazarus from the dead The same God who emptied Jesus' tomb and the tombs of all of the saints around Jerusalem on Easter morning is the God that we have joined ourselves to through the waters of baptism, is the same God who fills us with his Spirit, is the same God who promises to never leave nor forsake you, is the same God who will stay close to you when you struggle, when you suffer, when you falter, is the same God who promises you eternal life, life to the full. When we become Christians, we don't just invite Jesus into our hearts, into our life. Jesus invites us into his life. We are in Christ. Our lives are hidden in his. Our life purpose, our future inheritance is intertwined completely with Jesus. And so, as men and women who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as those who of you who are visiting with us this morning and you have not yet chosen to call Jesus Lord and Savior, as all of us gather this morning in the midst of our busy lives, in the midst of unexplainable sufferings, in the midst of our uncertain futures, I invite you in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the one raised from the dead as a first fruit, as a sign of all that is to come, to hear Jesus afresh this morning and respond to his invitation. Jesus said to Martha, and he says to us again this morning, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?